and welcome back to episode 3 of Hide and Seek Across Switzerland. And we are so back.
We're so back, as you like to say.
In fact, we're even more back than normal because we left last episode in the middle of a run.
It's true. That's true.
Honestly, last episode was a bit hard to record because there was so much that we could have spoiled being in the middle of a run. But you now know that the run has ended.
We got him, baby. We found him.
And therefore, we can talk in everything about this run.
And it only took 9.5 hours.
This sucks for me. No, this sucks for me.
Yeah. It was a bit of a time-consuming one.
It was tough.
It's so bad.
It was a bit jarring, because I think our theory going into this was that the average run would last about 6 hours. I think we were sort of aiming with our game design for runs to last on average around that. And then first run, of course, blazing fast.
Yeah.
And then this, it was like, oh.
All right, not blazing fast, all right.
It was pretty blazing. I would describe half of the length of the next run as pretty blazing. But yeah, this was not Adam and I's finest work, kind of on all fronts. Definitely learned some lessons here.
Here's the thing. I think that both in the long game and the short game, a lot of lessons were learned on this run that dramatically changed the way that we play the game going forward.
Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, without spoiling anything, I mean, I think we've said this in a lot of different ways. It's like, it's very clear, at least to me, how prior runs influence future runs,
yes,
both for better and worse. Like, there are both worthwhile lessons that I think we learned from earlier runs and lessons that we shouldn't have learned in retrospect or just didn't work out the right way later on. But yeah, you'll very much see the consequences of that, I think, in the next run.
I mean, we had a pretty long discussion that ultimately got cut for pacing about like how fundamentally our mistake was just that we were too afraid of asking questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was saying that, I don't think we include this that much, but I was saying that to the camera a lot during my run, as I was like, I see how they're trying to play this round. And in my opinion, I think that it's going to burn them. And I think ultimately it did.
And clearly it did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my opinion was clearly wrong in retrospect that like I was just overly worried about the potential of one of those really high value curses.
Yeah.
Because like in my mind, there was a potential and, you know, it's possible that there is a world in which this would have happened. But like in my mind, there was like a realistic potential that we would have really had to go back to the drawing board with a high value curse because of like the potential of just a completely different hiding spot or something. Or the other scenario that I was really worried about was like we get to somewhere relatively remote and we get a challenge that like we have to go all the way back to a big city for, because that would mean in some instances, like some places only have trains every hour. I mean, like Merleshocken. So we'd have to like wait for that, go to a big city, do a challenge and then back to a spot. Like there were some curses where like in my mind, it would have been like a 3, potentially even like 4 hour thing in the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
That never happened, of course. But like that was the doomsday scenario that I was personally fixated on. That, of course, just, yeah, didn't happen. I mean, kind of happened a bit. Like, don't want to jump ahead. We'll get to that. But like, you know, that curse was pretty impactful, even if you don't, you know, see too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to start out, of course, we pretty quickly go through Steinen and Schweiss. I guess we call it Seewin, right?
Seewin, yeah.
The station is Seewin. I think the town is Schweiss or something.
It's opposite. Station is Schweiss. Town is Seewin.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Anyways, so yeah, we go to both and like, this is not it. So we knew that we had to reevaluate. And at that point, I honestly can't tell you exactly why. I think it was largely down to train schedules and our complete lack of info. But we do decide to go all the way back up to Zug.
Well, here was the thing. I think that this is hard for the audience to fully understand because they are looking at like a beautiful map that we have eliminated stuff from in such a way that it is really easy to follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what we are looking at is so not that.
Mm-hmm.
And we honestly should have been doing a better job of clearly marking our boundaries because I think what neither of us had realized was that there was a small section of Lake Lucerne that was still in play. Right.
Yeah, we very much thought like it's either this sort of zone around Steinem and Schweiss and stuff that, like, we thought we had now excluded,
yeah,
or it was the zone around Zug.
Right.
Sorry, the Zug zone. So, like, in our mind, I think our first reaction to that point is like, okay, we clearly just missed something around Zug.
Right.
Because, like, there were two options. So let's go back to the other option.
And we looked, like, we really looked, and we just were like, we cannot, because we were at a really interesting point in the game, and not all of this makes it in, but, like, you know, Sam, you and I were having a lot of discussions about, like, well, should we ask another question? Should we do this or that? And what I had kept saying was, I was like, look, like, I feel like we have all the information we need.
Mm-hmm. Which is true. Yeah.
Like, what I kept saying was, like, I'm glad to ask questions to eliminate possibilities, but right now we have not been able to successfully identify a single possible location where he could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were going through and we just kept missing that area was still in play. And so ultimately we just came to the conclusion that, like, it must have been that we missed something in the Zug area.
Yeah.
Because there was nowhere else he could be, we thought.
Yeah. The mistake in retrospect was, like, we were guided too much by confirmation bias.
Yes.
Rather than sort of like the process of elimination.
Yes.
Because we kept finding candidates that, like, were both the mixture of, like, they really fit with the questions that we have asked and our theory about what Ben will do. And, you know, that's something where, like, that might be somewhat a reflection of what we learned from the first run, where, like, we did very early on formulate a theory about the kind of spot that we thought you went to.
Right.
We asked questions to confirm that, and it worked. So, like, in round two, we sort of did the same thing, except it just didn't work.
Yes.
So
you cannot psychoanalyze me. My mind is a steel trap.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't possibly try to understand what goes on in there.
No.
And I will mention, on the subject of going back up to Zug, it was, like, 15 minutes from Arth Goldau. It was not that far.
It was very easy to go back to Zug. Yeah. It was sort of a train schedule thing where we just kind of popped back up there.
Yeah, and, like, we knew that we could get back between Arth Goldau and Zug pretty easily. But, of course, we get back up to Zug, and we get into research mode.
We do. We get that picture of a mountain, which proves useless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at least for the moment. But, like, in retrospect, this is what we should have done at the start.
Yes.
What we did in Zug, of, like, really comb through every single option. Because, yeah, eventually we do see that there is this route west of Arth Goldau that we had not previously at least fully evaluated.
Yep.
So then we start looking at the various options. And we pretty quickly understand that there are basically two options that Ben could have gotten to in his time.
Mm-hmm.
Kusnacht.
Yes.
And Merleshocken.
Yes. And I'll also just add something else to, like, part of why we missed this, which is just, like, and again, I feel like this sounds silly, but, like, Merleshocken is so small that on, like, Apple or Google Maps, when you're zoomed out, you don't see it. Like, it's so small that, one, there's no text there telling you that it exists.
Mm-hmm.
And two, there is so little, like, road and stuff that, like, you don't realize that it is its own thing. It just looks like it's sort of like a little part of Kusnacht, which we had ruled out because it didn't rhyme. So, like, mm-hmm. another significant part of it was just, like, you have to really, really zoom in there mm-hmm. to even realize that there is a place called Merleshocken, that it even exists. Because from any zoomed out perspective, it just doesn't come up. It looks like it's either part of, like, Megan, which was ruled out because of Canton, or it looks like it's part of Kusnacht.
Yeah,
this is another thing that sort of becomes relevant later in the game also, is, like, the extent to which things show up on a zoomed out version of Google Maps or Apple Maps is extremely relevant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was not something that I was trying to use intentionally to my advantage, but, like, if we were to play this again, in all cases, I would be trying to find places that, like, you would have to zoom all the way in to even see that it was a place.
Yep.
Because
that can really hurt.
Last point, I think, on why it took us so long to get to Merleshocken, there was part of me that didn't think Ben would go to a place so close to Lucerne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it truly is very close to Lucerne where we started. So, like, it felt like Ben wouldn't just head back that close, right? But, of course, he did.
Yes.
But, you know, what ultimately does it for us, which I think is great, because, like, this is exactly what we wanted to happen, with this question was the street pattern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Strava street pattern.
That was so satisfying.
Yeah.
When you finally find it, it's like, feels awesome.
Because it was actually like pretty instrumental because we were able to completely exclude a lot of the candidate towns that, like, if not for this question, we would have headed to basically all of the things directly south of Zug, because we knew that the street pattern, like, just looking at the pattern, there was just no way Ben could have done that there.
Right.
We would have spent, you know, a good amount of time probably checking out those places if not for this question. And then, of course, we look at Merlishaken, and of course, I'm at first skeptical because, like, I see how the shape works, but I didn't see the exact pattern, and I was not thinking about orientation.
Right. You had forgotten that it had to be sent with north-south orientation.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right. So, like, I had thought that this could just be in any direction, but, like, the second when I realized, like, oh, yeah, it has to be in the same orientation, that's when I realized, like, this is clearly it.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was.
And also just, like, having obviously spent at that point so many hours so frustrated trying to find him, having, like, the two things line up, it felt sort of similar to, like, when you've been trying to remember, like, who was that actor in that thing? And you, like, can't remember their name. And it's driving you insane. And then, like, you think of it and, like, your whole, you know what I mean? It's just, like, like, massive, like, endorphin rush because you solved this little puzzle. It was, like, that times 20, like, when these two things exactly matched up.
Yeah. So, of course, we take the next option to get there. We were relatively lucky about the schedules, aside from the fact that we had to, like, shoot past it and then come back because of, like, it was an express train. But anyways, we were relatively lucky with the schedules.
Yeah, we gloss over that. I think in the final edit, we gloss over that just because it's, like, unnecessarily weird that, like, it just the way that it happened to work out is that we went past Merlishaken and then back, which also weirdly, like, confused Ben a lot. Like, there's a lot of footage of Ben because you didn't realize that that's what we were doing. You were like, oh, they passed me again, these fools. So in order to just smooth all of that out, we just, like, gloss over it and just have us arrive there. But yes, in actuality, we had to continue on to, I think, Megan and then backtrack one stop just because of the nature of the schedules.
This is a bit of a factor. Like, I think that there is some attention drawn in this episode to the fact that I do not curse you until you've asked your first question in Merlishaken.
Yes.
And the reason for that was because you had gone back to Megan and then went back. And so I wasn't sure if you had found me or if you had gone to Megan and you were now returning. Like, I wasn't sure if you had gotten off your train.
Oh, okay.
And so I didn't want to do a curse until I was, like, sure that you guys had gotten off your train and were certain that I was in Merlishaken.
That's fair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, of course, by the point we get to Merlishaken, we're very confident because that mountain is clearly it.
Yes, very obvious.
And that was another pretty satisfying thing where, like, we look at it from kind of a different perspective and it, like, slowly starts to fit more and more.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that finally seals the deal is we see a building in, like, the lower left hand.
Yeah. There is a little white house. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, like, that's the same one. That was pretty satisfying, at least for us. I mean, at that point we were pretty confident, but that was, you know, what gave us 100% confidence.
And then obviously once we arrive at the station, we match the station. And that is the final true obvious piece of confirmation, but we're pretty sure by then.
Yeah. So, of course, we get there, and then there's that funny thing where I realized that I had been there, which was, for me, a weird experience, because I truly did not realize that I had gone through this town. I was just not thinking about it until we got there. But yeah, I had a delightful run from Lucerne on the Sunday or Saturday or whatever before we started, and this was, like, basically the furthest extent that I went to. And I remember running through it and being like, wow, this is a lovely little town. Has this really nice looking Swiss chalet restaurant thing in the middle. And I'd even been, like, examining the train network around here because I'd been considering during my run just continuing on and then taking the train back to Lucerne. So I almost headed to Arth Goldau in order to catch a train back in the end. But, like, yeah, that was weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, and we still, as we record this podcast, we still don't know what those little thingies are.
No, please let us know.
I still truly have no idea.
But we're about to find out.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I know that once this episode goes out, we will know, and I'm really excited to find out.
It's truly confounding, but anyway. So, at this point when watching the episode, you might have thought, huh, it's only like 18 minutes in. I guess we're going to get to the next run this episode.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's even worse because I think we arrive at Ben's town at 13 minutes in. Oof. And then it's a 36-minute episode.
Oof. Yeah.
It's still remarkably entertaining to watch the short game play out, which I wasn't sure if that would, like, be a thing that we would always have to totally skip through or not. But, like, I thought it was pretty interesting to watch it play out.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, it's a mess, though. Oh, my God.
And, like, I remember, like, in my mind, like, of course, I knew I was running next. So, like, when taking the train here and I was pretty confident, I'd put in some very loose thinking into where I would go. Because I basically only had two options, you know, do I go north or do I go south? And I was like pretty ready to go for it. And to the extent that like I was very hungry, but I was like, okay, but I'll have the chance to probably buy something on a transfer in a little bit. I also, behind the scenes thing, really had to pee this entire time. But I thought like, okay, I'll be on a train soon and I can go pee there. But it meant for the entire, like, 2.5-3 hours of searching around Merleshocken, I was starving and I had to pee.
I don't think I knew that you had to pee. I think I'm learning this for the first time.
Oh, well, I don't always inform you.
Yeah, well, you know, I would prefer it if you did.
Okay. But yeah, so it meant that at least me personally, there was both the frustration of not finding Ben and the fact that, like, physically I did not feel amazing. But yeah. And of course, the cheese thing ends up being, like, pretty impactful.
Yeah. Yeah, brutal. Just because we couldn't get cheese. There's one grocery store in that town and it's closed. And so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, there was even a point at which I was like, we should like find someone on the street and ask them to like go to their house and get us cheese. Like we need cheese so badly.
And like in retrospect, maybe we should have gone to more creative methods. But I think we kept thinking like, we don't need questions because this town is only so small. And I think there was definitely like a bit of sunk cost fallacy.
Well, I would say you certainly thought we didn't need questions. I was a bit more skeptical.
Yeah, well, like I certainly thought that like questions would be useful. But like in my mind, there was like, again, like sunk cost fallacy of like, we've looked through almost everywhere. So should we spend a ton of time trying to clear this? Or should we just finish looking around the town?
And I will say in fairness, like, I mean, we see pretty clearly several times, and we don't even show every time this happens, like we almost immediately go and check out everywhere that Ben considered hiding until he found the secret playground. Like if Ben had hidden in his backup spot, like the spot he was going to do before that, or any of the two spots before that, we would have found him in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, without asking like, any more
questions. We check all of those places very quickly. It just so happened that Ben, you found like the craziest, most hidden little place. Like it's hard to convey how difficult it was to find that place.
Well, yeah, I mean, I knew that that was the right spot immediately after I found it because I had spent almost every minute that I was in my hiding zone walking around Merleshocken looking for a place to hide because there was nothing else to do really. That was what I spent all of my time doing. And I did not know that that playground existed until 6.5 hours of walking around this town, which again is like you could walk from one side of this town to the other in like 15 minutes. You know, it's not a big place. So I was like, oh, fuck. Like, if it took me this long to find it, like that will definitely, it's the perfect spot.
Personally, I still feel like gaslit by that playground. I'm still not convinced it was there. Like,
it's a mystery. It's a mystery.
I mean, the end of it happened so fast. And of course, I just ran off the point that, like, I still don't fully understand how we missed that.
It's just that it looks like it's like someone's driveway. And it's only when you look really closely that you realize that it's actually like a path. I do think that's a big part of it. It's like, if you don't look at it closely, you're just like, oh, that's the path to that guy's house.
Yep.
Yeah.
One thing that really pissed me off was when the GeoGuessr people found it because they like looked on satellite, like 3D whatever stuff like very closely and they found like the satellite of the slide.
Oh, did they really?
And I was like, this sucks that you guys figured this out so quickly.
That's very funny.
We even had that theory, but we were looking at the 2D satellite.
I know, we tried looking at the satellite. It didn't work.
Yeah. And we found multiple slides. Like I feel like we were doing good analysis, but just getting the wrong results.
I know.
Well, this was partially intentional. Like I included quite a bit of information in that first photo that I sent you because like you can see that it's a slide or something like that very clearly. Mm-hmm. And because when we found Adam, we did it with just a photo.
Yeah.
The hope was that you guys would think the same thing and that you wouldn't ask for more information, even though I knew that there's no way to find that place with just that information. It would take you,
it's very smart,
presumably,
very smart,
6.5 hours or whatever it took me.
I was also really convinced we could do it through the trees.
You were really sure about the trees.
Well, like, every time I looked at a tree, it was clear, like, this is not the tree.
I mean, that to me is wild. I could not do that. I don't have tree perception the way you apparently do.
Well, like, it was a type of tree that was not the most common type of tree in the town, and it was also manicured in a very specific way. Like, you could tell that it was pruned and stuff.
I suppose.
I didn't end up looking because I had to run off at the end, but, like, I'm still convinced that, like, had we have gotten a vantage point on that tree, I could be wrong, but I don't think that we ever really were able to see those trees, but I still think that could have worked. But clearly that wasted some time.
I believe you, Sam. You know what was weird about the trees in Merleshocken? You know what there were a bunch of in Merleshocken, bizarrely, were palm trees.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw any of these.
There were.
I was seeing this all across Switzerland. People have palm trees in their yard just because, like, it must be so exotic or something.
Yeah, from my experience, Europeans really like putting palm trees in places where they don't belong.
Yeah.
Like, I've noticed this multiple times. Like, the town that I lived in France, like, the city center was, like, adorned with palm trees, despite the fact that, like, this is a place where it never goes above, like, 75 degrees in the summer. I'm impressed with the resilience of palm trees, in fact.
Yeah, who knew?
The fact that they can survive. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why the Europeans are such a fan of this, but it's clearly a thing.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. But anyway, I mean, what is there to say? You know, eventually the store opens because it takes so long.
Yep.
I will say there was something very funny about how, like, we had been, like, I don't know, 30 feet. That was kind of a lot. And then I rolled the cheese, like, 300 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of those moments that was, like, God fucking damn it. Because it's like our whole experience would have just been so much better if that grocery store just didn't have a lunch break. And you know what's even more annoying is, like, I'm pretty sure the lunch break started, like, right when we got there.
It,
like,
did.
Yeah.
Within, like, minutes.
Yeah, it started, like, right when we arrived.
Yeah.
I mean, the truth is we should have gone. I mean, and I do kind of regret this. We should have gone and checked and seen if they were actually on lunch break. Because, like, it's possible that, like, that's just sort of a casual thing. Like, somebody might have been there.
I don't know. In my experience, these, like, small town European grocery stores do truly take their rather often long lunch breaks.
Yeah.
I'm pretty convinced it was closed. I mean, it might have been worth a look, but yeah. But yeah, that was annoying because it's, like, fully outside of our control. But one thing that's worth mentioning, we almost ended up walking to, like, it was certainly not a formal town, but, like, kind of a collection of houses.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, a neighborhood. I don't really know how to describe it. But, like, kind of like the next cluster of buildings up the lake, because it would have been within a radius, and we thought, oh, that sounds really misleading and we're not finding anything here, so maybe he's there.
Right.
We were, like, close to doing it. I think the only reason why we didn't is we just could not see where, like, a playground would fit there.
Mm.
And we were, like, pretty confident in Ben being under a slide.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and ultimately we had done the street name thing.
Oh, yeah.
There weren't, like, S. No, there were S streets, but yeah, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we didn't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's funny, like, when you're playing the game and you're in a situation like that and you're just in your head, you're like, well, this is going to be a montage because we are fucking this up.
Like,
yep. Yeah, it's always demoralizing.
Yeah, and the worst thing about, like, this season in particular is, like, the sequences that get put into the montage are, like, the times when you're having the worst time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And, like, putting in, like, the most effort. Like, wandering around the streets of Merleshocken for 2.5 to 3 hours, not the funnest time in the world.
No.
Especially when you're starving and have to pee and have been running around various Swiss train stations all morning. Not kind of the moments to write home about.
Well, it's also like we always montage through these, like, strategy segments where it's like there is truly so much brain power going into a segment where we're, like, fast forwarding through and putting, like, little music that's like do-do-do-do-do. This was a hard game to play. This was just like every round, this was a hard game to play.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to have your brain switched on, which is not always the case. Like, you know, it's nice sometimes when we're playing tag and we're just simply following the runner.
Yeah, it's just like, he's going here, so let's go.
Yep, then there's nothing we can do. And so we can kind of just switch off. Like, this game, we had to put effort in, and that's truly tragic.
Yeah,
I know. It's not fair. It's not right, and it's not fair.
Yeah. Anyways, so, like, I feel like this run has a rather anticlimactic end, where it's just like, oh, here's where he might be.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually we just look enough that I find a path, and I'm like, did we check here? And then it's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Because we had figured out pretty early-ish that you were probably on one of those cut-through paths.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a lot of them, though.
There were a lot of those. And the big reason was because of the hedge. A lot of them had hedges. Yeah. And so we were like, he's probably on one of those. But, like, look, like, I really would encourage the viewing public to, like, go on Google Maps to Merleshocken and really, like, ask yourself, like, would I have found this one? Like, I guess once you know where it is, you know, it's easy, but I don't know.
It seems obvious.
It's just like...
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy because it's a whole playground. Things like that are usually at least visible, but no, it was just completely surrounded on all sides.
Yeah.
I know. It is crazy now, though. It's like, if you go and you zoom in, it's like, I can see a slide. It's yellow, which I think is part of what throws you off on the Google satellite, but, like, it is there. But it's frankly really hard to tell that it's a slide unless you know.
Yeah.
Like, it just looks like a weird shape.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look. The truth is that we fucked up pretty bad.
Yep. Yeah, and it was definitely like, you can probably see through our reactions. Like, we get there, and I feel like at least some of my reaction was like, God damn it. It's just so obvious in the end. It's like,
yeah.
It was like literally like a 3-minute walk away from where we were standing. We had gone down that street so many times.
I know.
Cause like, I mean, we knew how that would look in the edit. Yeah. So like, it was just like, God fucking damn it. Okay.
Yeah. Let's get it. I mean, well, I remember one thing I said that I really do think encapsulated it in part was like, at one point I was like, he's not in like a magical place. Like, he's just, because it got to a certain point where it felt like he, like, was in another dimension or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you lose something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to remind yourself of, like, it's gotta be somewhere. But, like, you start to get convinced that the thing just spontaneously combusted.
Right. It felt like he was just lost to the ether.
Yeah.
It kept having to be like, no, he is somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, he's just in one of, like, you know what I mean? Because it's starting to truly feel impossible.
Yep.
I don't know. Oh, man. I mean, you can see at the end of the round, we're like angry. We're like, this sucked. I hated this.
And it did. It did. Anyway, so while we were walking to that final spot, since it felt likely that that would be the thing, I had looked at the train schedules and I knew that I had to run to get to the next train out of there. So I was very lucky because, like, if we had spent just like 2-3 more minutes researching, I would have lost basically an hour.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Because the trains were only every hour.
Well, it reminded me a little bit of Tag 2 Episode 1, a little bit of, give me the cards. Give me the cards right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were just doing that because you were mad.
No. Yeah, the train schedule. Because, like, I think what it was, like, for some reason in this town, the trains in both directions, like, both to Lucerne and back towards, like, Arth Goldau, they seemed to stop at, like, roughly the same time each hour.
Mm.
And they were both hourly trains. So I think the one towards Lucerne, or no, I took the one to Lucerne. I think the one in the other direction had already left or something, like, minutes before. So it's basically, you know, I had to go to Lucerne. And what that meant was, like, my optionality was close to kind of a full reset, minus maybe about 30 minutes of what Adam's options were round one.
It's true.
Because I went through Lucerne. But of course, you don't know anything yet about what I did with that. But I will say I had not had a lot of time to, like, even think about what I wanted to do with my run. Certainly not in a long distance thing during our search, because our search was like, we never had a big moment free. You know, once we got to Zug early in the morning, we were really pretty go, go, go. We had no, like, long trains or anything. So, like, I was a bit panicked. Like, I had no plan when I got onto the train to Lucerne. I just figured I need to take some trains to somewhere random. So that was a stressful moment.
But you ultimately developed quite a distinct strategy for how you wanted to play this round.
You did.
Yes.
I think
yes.
Once you were on the move, presumably.
Entirely as I was moving, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I had no strategy getting on that first train. At least nothing more than just like broad thoughts. Of course, y'all got the incredible gift that this season provides of the potential. Yes. If you get caught after, I think, 3 p.m., the 2.5 hour reset period means that ends after the game day ends.
Yes.
And therefore, if you get caught after 3 p.m., your day's done because we don't film anything during the reset period.
Yeah, it was
so
awesome.
So y'all just got to walk down the street and check into a hotel. I was a bit jealous of that.
I know.
Yeah.
Ben accidentally brought this up last episode when it would have been a spoiler, but like then I got to go to the fondue place.
Yeah, and the same hotel.
And stay in the adorable little hotel, and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I was so glad I got to spend 2 nights there. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like one of the classic things of jet lag, but like, I would have never spent 2 nights in Merlishocken otherwise, mm-hmm. but there you go. And I had a great time. Go spend 2 nights in Merlishocken. You'll have a great time.
Yeah, I personally, of course, had the shortest amount of time in Merlishocken, but I do know that there is a bit of a thing where, like, plenty of people have now been to Yairo Station in Japan because we've recommended it. If you happen to be in the area around Merlishocken, it's a nice overnight.
It's a charming little overnight.
In whatever the hotel there is. The Schloss Hotel, is that it?
The Swiss Chalet.
Yes, the Swiss Chalet.
Oh, the Swiss Chalet Lodge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. But like, it's a nice little lakeside town near Lucerne. Makes for a nice little retreat. I know there's a lot of very nice little spots in Switzerland, but if you kind of want a bit of a random nice little spot that only has one grocery store that's closed for lunch, this is one of them.
Yep.
I would certainly recommend this above Yairo Station as like a place to visit because like this place has like a restaurant and a hotel and such. Yairo Station is just like a little station. It is in an adorable little town, but like I don't know that there's anywhere to eat or anything to do there.
This does have things, which is nice.
Right. Not a lot of things, but actually, I bet Yairo Station has a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Do we think? Let's look.
Did it? I don't know. It kind of just looked like a collection of houses.
It was a town, wasn't it? Like a little town.
Yeah, I didn't see any businesses, though.
A town is generous.
Yeah. I think the only thing nearby was like a temple.
I'm just looking. Oh, no, it does. I think it does. It has an Italian restaurant.
Ooh. That can't be right. What?
Look, this is what I'm telling you. Here, I'll send you the link right now.
Okay, I do see a restaurant. That doesn't look Italian.
It says it's Italian. Google says it's Italian. Forest Inn. Look, you can look at the pictures. They're of like spaghetti and stuff. There's a pizza.
Oh, I see that. Okay, yeah. I was looking at a different one. Wow, we should have gone there. I guess we had stuff to do.
Yeah, we had stuff to do. That would have been awesome.
That looks like a good pizza. Man, I didn't know that. Anyways, that's about all we have to discuss this week.
Yeah.
There is certainly a lot more to discuss with the future episodes.
Ooh boy.
But
yes.
Yeah, ultimately, the wandering around Merlishocken for 3 hours, there's not that much to say.
Other than it sucked.
So hopefully you found this episode adequately engaging. But yeah, a lot more to get into, I think, with everything left in this season. Gesundheit, Adam. You finally got that sneeze out.
Yep, I did it.
The stakes are high going into next episode. I mean, if you do manage to hide the whole day, that's that.
It's game over. I could win. I could win with my run. Yeah.
It's true. Very concerning.
But yeah, anyways, we will be back next week for episode 4 already? Jeez.
Oof. Getting there.
All right. Goodbye, jet laggers.
Goodbye.
Bye.